a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Dustin Dwyer. And a big part of what this project is about is bringing you the personal stories of families, parents, teachers who are working hard to give our children a chance to get ahead. But for the next 2 weeks, we want to take a look at what research can tell us about getting ahead. For this first story, we have 5 facts about achieving the American dream. But before we get to that list of facts, I want to tell you about a dark and dingy room in the basement of the Institute for Social Research building at the University of Michigan. I went there not too long ago with a U of M researcher named Fabian Pfeffer. He unlocked a creaky metal gate and rolled open a set of shelves full of brown file folders.
So this is the collected history of a family in the U.S., right? It starts in 1969, and then you see all these dusty and yellowy questionnaires.
The questionnaires are part of the panel study of income dynamics at the U of M. The PSID is one of the best data sources in the world for measuring something called intergenerational economic mobility. It's a measure of how a person's economic standing compares to their parents, better, worse, or the same. In short, it measures the American dream. Researchers who've used the PSID have come up with some surprising findings. For example, Pfeffer tells me that when researchers take PSID data and compare it to similar studies in other countries, they can actually rank nations based on economic mobility.
Where does the U.S. rank in those rankings? When we talk about income mobility, the U.S. ranks pretty much at the bottom.
So now we're ready for fact number one about the American dream. America is actually not a very good place to try to achieve it, at least when it's compared to other industrialized nations. If you start out poor and you want to get ahead, you've got a better shot in Finland or Norway than in the United States. You even have a better shot in Canada. But the news isn't all bad. Fact number two is, most Americans do make more money than their parents, even when you adjust for inflation. Last week, the Pew Economic Mobility Project released a study on the American dream. The study, by the way, used data from the PSID. One of the key findings is that a pretty big majority, 84% of Americans, earn more money than their parents. Erin Currier is the director of Pew's Economic Mobility Project. She says this fact gives tangible evidence for people that the American dream is alive.
I think that's something Americans can feel and can see in their real lives. Maybe it's that they have a slightly bigger home, or they're more likely to be able to send their children to college.
But looking at earnings this way is not the only way to look at economic mobility and the American dream. Because if everyone is moving ahead, you can make more money than your parents and still be stuck relative to everyone else around you. So imagine income levels as rungs on a ladder. As the economy has grown, the rungs have gotten farther apart. And here's fact number three. If your parents are on the bottom rung of the economic ladder, there's a good chance you'll end up there too. The Pew study looked at a ladder with 5 rungs. 43% of the people whose parents were on that bottom rung stayed there as adults. It turns out, Currier says, people were also more likely to end up where their parents were if they started at the top.
We call that stickiness at the ends, and it really belies this notion of equality of opportunity that Americans hold so dear.
Here's another fact that belies that notion, and it's a big one. The fact is this. If you want to achieve the American dream, the color of your skin matters. If we go back to the Pew study with the rungs on the ladder, African Americans were more likely to be on the bottom rung, and those who were there were less likely to climb out of it. Half of all black children who start out on the bottom rung never make it out. This brings us to the simple and overwhelming final fact of the American dream. Not everyone has the same chance of achieving it. With State of Opportunity, I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.